relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
In case, dear friends, you didn't believe me when I mentioned it earlier about our friend Abilio Jim Acosta, here is the statement from the New York Press Club, which has decided to award Abilio Jim Acosta with the Truth to Power Award. Quote, "We are proud to honor a man such as Jim Acosta, who has proven himself throughout his storied, decades-long career to be a journalist of utmost integrity." No, I am not reading an SNL skit. As the individual from our friends at Town Hall, Matt Vesper, added to his write-up on this absolute abomination of a decision. Amusing, but an abomination of a decision. Yes, it was so brave when Acosta questioned the Angel Moms, referring to them as mothers who, quote, allegedly lost their children to illegal alien crime. That's how much integrity you have, Abilio. They live in a bubble. They live in a bubble. But at least one thing you can say about that man who suffers from 24-hour-a-day verbal diarrhea is that Abilio can at least string words together. Unlike our favorite barmaid, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, who gave a podcast interview to, Yahoo News? Yes, Yahoo News. Whatever. And they asked her, so what about this impeachment of the president? Are you for it? Is there evidence to impeach Donald Trump? This was Cortez's stuttering reply. Cut three.
Reach in a bag and pull so many things out that are impeachable of this president. I support impeaching this president.
Two and three.
I think two would be tax fraud. Mm-hmm. And number three, there's just so much.
So much, I can't even think of it.
The census, I can't even, the tax bill, it's like, there's just so much.
Can you hear that noise in the back? I think there's a dog scratching its collar. Did you hear that chain go scratching? I mean, that's the pros. I mean, that is a radio pro team right there. I mean, I like dogs, and I've had my dog in the studio. Did you hear him? Did you hear Killian? No, because Killian's well-trained, and because we run a tight outfit here at Salem Radio. So here are the things they asked us. So yeah, just reach in the bag, and there's just so many things that you can impeach him on, like... So many. Like, she actually said there, the census. The census. Impeach the president because the federal government is doing a census, which they are required to do by law. And they want to ask a question. Are you an immigrant? Not are you an illegal immigrant? Just, are you an immigrant? And that's why Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez wants to impeach the 45th president of the United States. Oh, and the last one she adds from her massive bag of impeachable acts. The tax bill. Oh, what? The tax bill that has meant 80% of Americans pay less tax? That tax bill? I guess in your mind, you communist, that's a crime, right? Because Americans are paying less tax to the mother state. Wow. Okay, but the next one is even better. I'm sorry, this is just too much fun. The next one, same Ocasio-Cortez interview with Yahoo News. And this is totally, be clear here, it's unedited. We did not touch this audio clip you're about to hear. And I have one question to ask you. Write the number down, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Just... how intelligent is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez based upon this interview? Cut four.
Do you believe this should affect U.S. policy to the state of Israel?
I think so.
How so?
Well, I think these are part of conversations that we're having in our caucus, but I think what we're really seeing is the ascent of authoritarianism across the world. I think that Netanyahu is
across
a Trump-like figure. And I think that we, you know, there are so many ways to approach this issue.
So many ways.
Betty McCollum even has a proposal that she's advanced.
No.
Asking the U.S. not to fund child detention in Israel, Israeli child detention of Palestinian children. You know, there's different ways to signal it.
So many ways.
I would hope and wish that a diplomatic approach could change some.
But otherwise, let's just go to war with Israel.
It doesn't all have to be legislative. But I think if we just sit on our hands.
Or should we?
Would you be in favor of reducing military or economic aid to Israel?
I mean, I think it's on the table. I think it's certainly on the table. I think it's something that can be discussed.
With the ashtray? With the bottle of wine?
And I think that...
on the table?
And I also acknowledge my role in this as well.
Your role?
I think that that I hope to play a facilitating role in this conversation and a supportive role in this conversation. But I also know that there are people that have been leading on this for a long time, like Congresswoman McCollum. Mm-hmm. And I think it's
Who's
important
that?
To... But I think that we need to expand what those policy conversations are, because I would, as just a citizen of this country, I would be very concerned if Trump started really pursuing more and more and more increasingly dangerous policies.
That's not a joke. That isn't an impersonator. That was New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who wants to expand the conversation and put stuff on the table. She wants to be a facilitator and supportive. That's what you're getting for your taxpayer dollars as she's putting her IKEA furniture together, squatting on the floor, eating popcorn off the carpet with a glass of wine in her hand. I mean, the parody... just writes itself. Let's ask one of our callers, Bernie, line 2, California. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Gorka.
Hey.
Again, guten Tag.
Guten Tag, meine Freund.
Wie geht's?
Sehr gut, danke.
Dr. G, I'm just wondering out loud, what is scarier, AOC or the people for her?
Who voted for her? Wow. Yeah. That, Bernie, is a superb question. We're going to put that out there to everybody. What's scarier? Thank you for calling, Bernie. You're going to be our next question of the day. What's scarier, AOC's soundbites or the fact that 17,000 people voted for her in New York? That's question number three of the day. That's a doozy. That's a keeper. Call us on 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. And I promise I'm going to get to my topic of the day, which is crazy conspiracy theories, because I have to, because I promised I would. But those two audio cuts were just too good not to share. She's going to be supportive. She's going to be a facilitator. And, you know, everything is on the table because there's so much in her bag. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast, on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including iTunes. Stay tuned for much, much more.
Donald Trump is set to use gold to challenge the Federal Reserve. This action will drive the stock market higher and make gold prices soar. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. For 47 years, the Fed has secretly valued gold at $42 an ounce. Trump is set to reveal their secret and force the Fed to properly value the gold on their balance sheet. I lay it all out in my most recent report, How Trump Will Trump the Fed. His executive action will ramp up the world economy and cause the price of gold to double overnight. To get my report, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. Trump knows a higher gold price will unleash the U.S. economy. To get my report, get it right on your phone, right now, no questions asked, text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you're an investor, you need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-472-3961. That's 800-472-3961. 800-472-3961. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
If you go to Dallas and you mention the name Mark Davis, everybody knows who you're talking about. He is Mr. Morning on 660 AM, The Answer, Dallas-Fort Worth. And he is the consummate MC and the most gracious host imaginable. Not only that, he's on the line right now. Mark Davis, are you with us?
Sam, I am here, and what a joy it is to join you.
Thank you kindly. Thank you kindly. You are part of the broader Salem family, which includes townhallreview.com. All of you listeners out there that want a daily update, the best segments, the best hits from my colleagues, please go to townhallreview.com. Sign up for the podcast and you'll never miss any of the best things we have to offer. Mark, you hosted me just over a week ago in Dallas in Grapevine for an incredible event. I have to say, it was just two of us in some comfortable armchairs and then, I don't know, 500-600 people in this beautiful old theater. You gave one of the best kind of interview communication dialogue events I've ever experienced. Just one matter of curiosity. How long did you prep for that event?
Well, it's interesting. Some of it is kind of organic. I was familiar with you and have been for a couple of years since we had our on-air conversations about your book on the winnable war. And then, of course, I'm familiar with your show from listening to it now that it's part of our broader Salem family. Obviously, asking you about certain issues, what we think about borders, what we think about Trump, what we think about Republican prospects for 2020. That's kind of my daily diet of what I do. Beyond that, it's just our friend Mr. Google that enabled me to learn a little bit of the fascinating mixture.
As long as it wasn't our enemy, Mr. Wikipedia.
Exactly. You always have to be careful about that. Right. Always, I don't know what caveat emptor is, buyer beware. We need, web searching emptor or something like that to make sure that we avoid bad info. But I had already had some familiarity with the really interesting path through Hungary and the UK that gives you your particularly valuable perspective on freedom. So just good reading and enthusiasm about the subject matter. And I certainly had that. It was great to have you.
Well, thank you. You got to some areas of my life that no other inquisitor ever has, and it was most deftly and gently done. Let's talk about the broader spectrum out there. Please follow this man. He has Mark Davis as his Twitter handle. Can you imagine? Not Mark Davis 12, just Mark Davis. Very impressive. Mark, tomorrow, big day for the left. Massive day. They think the White House will fall when the redacted version of the Mueller report drops, which I know will be another huge nothing burger with extra special sauce. Do you think they will behave any differently? They will tone down the insanity? What is Mark Davis's expectation for Thursday?
Well, the first thing to recognize and to look for is a lot of the people who criticized Attorney General Barr for reaching some conclusions in a couple of days. Some of those people will have their conclusions within a couple of hours.
And they seconds, will be, right?
They
seconds.
Will be dark. Exactly. Right. And they will try to weaponize every single thing they can find. And, to take the nothing burger metaphor, There might be a couple of things on the burger, but they will be slight and they will be irrelevant.
Yes.
In these hundreds of pages, since the Mueller team has to justify its existence, they have to find something. I anticipate page after page of finger-wagging scolding of things that smack of the appearance of impropriety, a couple of things that might not be the most kosher-looking things in the world. Will anyone's mind be changed on either side? Absolutely not.
So we can expect another 17 months of this insanity then?
You know, that's a great question, because if the Mueller report is as anticlimactic as it seems it's going to be, it'll never be forgotten. I certainly won't forget it, and I hope that we continue to investigate the investigators and that those memories are long. But if the Democrat Party doesn't find a lot that really resonates, I think they might just move on to other things. Their usual playbook of he's a racist, he's Hitler, democracy is about to collapse under him.
But let me ask you this. I think that they will focus on, as you said, there'll be kind of things that they'll blow out of proportion. There'll be circumstantial things, innuendo. There's no way that they're not going to obsessively focus on those things. At this point, 2+ years in, when they do that tomorrow, isn't most of America, Mark Davis, just going to switch off and tune them out?
Well, it's funny, because the pat answer would be that the half of America that hates Trump might still be interested. But look what happened to the MSNBC ratings.
Yes.
Right after the Barr letter came out. Once it became clear that their 2-year fantasy of Trump's ruin was simply not going to happen, even they grew fatigued. There may be, you might even call it a move on movement among Democrats, saying,
mm-hmm.
Find new material, find fresh material, find other ways to bring him down, because this one looks like a dog that refuses to hunt.
But let me push back for a second here. You say the half of the country that hates Donald Trump. Is there half of the country that hates Donald Trump? There may have been.
Not at all. I was too glib. I think there's 30% of the country that hates him. I think there's 40-some% that likes him to some degree. And in the middle, there are a bunch of people who don't really know what they think. Those are the independents, whatever you want to call them. They like government that works. Many of them like borders that work. They like law and order. And it is those people where we will win in 2020.
This was an issue that came up at the event with you and your colleagues at AM 660 in Dallas and Grapevine. How much of an issue for you on a date? I'm curious, because you are Mr. Morning there in Dallas, in Fort Worth. When you get the callers, when you're doing your show, how much is the border an issue for the people listening to Mark Davis?
Well, Texas is a huge state, and we're not in, you know, McAllen or Laredo or
right.
El Paso. You know, we're well north. But it means a lot to the economy of Texas. It is a drain on our state's social network. And listen, it's less about geography than it is, not even ideology, just practicality. Without borders, you don't really have a country. And this predates the Trump presidency. I mean,
yes.
Going back to when George W. Bush was governor, we were having these conversations. The difference is now, for the first time, we have a president who's actually looking to do something about it. The change is real, and that's why everybody's freaking out, except those of us who always knew this change was necessary.
We had a reception before the event, and I have to say the most enjoyable experience of the whole night was a gentleman came up to me after taking a selfie, and he said, "Can I show you something?" And he got out his phone, and he showed me a photograph. It was 3 18-wheelers full of concrete. He said, "Those are my trucks, and they're going south to build the wall. I got one of the contracts." That is cool. We are talking to Mark Davis. Back in a moment with Mark. Follow him on Twitter at Mark Davis. He is Mr. Morning on AM 660, The Answer in Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm Sebastian Gorka, the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast on more than 300 stations, affiliates, and sundry platforms, including, yes, iTunes. Check it out now, America First, on the iTunes app. Don't touch that dial.
This is not CNN.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy.
Stealing data from unsuspecting people on public Wi-Fi is the simplest way for hackers to make money. When you leave your internet connection unencrypted, you might as well be writing your passwords and credit card numbers on a huge billboard for the world to see. Try ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN secures and anonymizes your internet browsing by encrypting your data and hiding your public IP address. Using ExpressVPN, you can safely surf on public Wi-Fi without having your personal data stolen. For less than $7 monthly, you can lock in to ExpressVPN protection. ExpressVPN is rated the number one VPN service by TechRadar and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Protect your online activity today. Find out how you can get 3 months free at expressvpn.com/Gorka. That's expressvpn.com/Gorka for 3 months free with a 1-year package. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka to learn more.
Your cell phone's connected to your tablet. Your tablet's connected to your laptop. Your laptop's connected to your Wi-Fi. 1 week link and thieves are in.
The digital world is so connected these days, it just takes 1 week link for criminals to get in. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection includes the power of Norton Security to watch out for threats in today's connected world.
Your desktop's connected to your smart TV. Your smart TV's connected to your smartwatch.
Threats to your identity, like your info for sale on the dark web. And online threats to your devices, like ransomware. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock with Norton detects a wide range of threats to your identity and devices. And if there's a problem, our agents will work to fix it.
Your smartwatch is connected to your video doorbell. Your video doorbell is connected to your smart lock.
Join now and get 10% off your first year. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code SMART for 10% off. LifeLock with Norton. More detection, more protection.
And we are back with our special guest, Mark Davis. Follow him on Twitter. He is the host of the morning show on 660 AM, theanswer.com in Dallas-Fort Worth, author of Upside Down. Check out his wonderful book at Amazon. Welcome back, Mark. Remaining on the question of the craziness out there, what my friend calls it? Cuckoo bananery that's going on out there. AOC could be, I think is, a signal of a broader phenomena. And it could be the fracturing or at least a potential civil war inside the left, inside the DNC and the Democrat Party. Let's listen to another potential piece of evidence of just how troubled that tribe may be. Listen to Nancy Pelosi, cut 8.
When we won this election, it wasn't in districts like mine or Alexandria's. However, and she's a wonderful member of Congress, I think all of our colleagues will attest. But those are districts that are solidly Democratic. This glass of water would win with a D next to its name in those districts.
I don't know about you, Mark, but if somebody told me that a glass of water could do my job, I think I'd be insulted.
That is some serious shade.
Serious shade, right?
By an old school Democrat leader. And listen, I've spent most of my adult life, differing with Nancy Pelosi. I almost empathize with a wink and a nudge because here she is facing what Republicans have had forever. You know, you and I both know, and everybody listening knows, that it's usually the Republicans who have all these internecine squabbles and the blood on the walls and sales tax, no, flat tax, no, this on the borders, no. Now, for the first time in a long time, it is the Democratic Party that is not in 100% lockstep. Because say what you will about Pelosi and a few other people who we've criticized for decades, they may not be as on board for open borders, infanticide, hardcore socialism as some of the newer, fresher, shiny pennies in the party are.
This is important. Are you sure it's a substantive difference? Or it's just egos? Because if I look at the Democrat Party, I don't think they really care. I don't think they care about infanticide, open borders. It doesn't really matter. It's about power. So for me, and look, I'm not inside the tent, thank the good Lord. But for the Democrats, it seems as if this is a power play. That, as you said, the old guard doesn't want these whippersnappers to think that they can get out of their place. Which one do you think is more likely?
It is not a binary choice because you are right.
Fine.
Here's something else. The old guard doesn't want to lose because some of these newer, harsher warriors are going to get out there and be so far to the left of mainstream Democrat voters that it is not successful at the ballot box.
Which is also about power, is it not?
Exactly right. So ultimately, it's about power either way.
A pleasure always to talk to this man. He is, it's not a joke. I hadn't been in Dallas for a long time. I got out of the car and I'd been taken from the airport to the venue. And as soon, that Mark Davis, everyone knows this man and his voice. And there's a good reason for that because he hosts the morning show, 6:60 a.m. The Answer. Follow him at Dallas News and at Mark Davis. Thank you again for a wonderful evening in Grapevine, Mark. You are a gentleman and a scholar.
Come back anytime, Seb. Great to be with you.
Let's make it happen. We're going to go back to your calls. Everybody wants to talk about AOC. It's fascinating. It's 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. You can also write to us, info@sebgorka.com. But before we get back to your calls, I really wish to encourage you. If you've been on the fence about it, but you do have some form of daily pain that you suffer with and you have suffered with for a long time, as I did for almost a decade, do what I did. We had a sponsor called Relief Factor. They came to me when we launched this show. I wasn't prepared to put my name to anything that I don't believe in and that doesn't work. So I took this absolutely natural substance, no pharmaceuticals, nothing artificial, no side effects, more importantly. I took it for 2 weeks. There's a three-week quick starter pack, cost $19.95. I took it for 2 weeks. What happened? I no longer have that lower back pain. I couldn't kneel comfortably at mass on Sunday. I used to contort myself into all kinds of weird positions because my lower back hurt. Not anymore. I don't even notice it. I found myself last Sunday kneeling at church thinking, where's my back pain gone? It's gone thanks to the resveratrol, the fish oils, the curcumin, all the natural ingredients in Relief Factor that goes to the source of the inflammation and deals with it. You could be the next success story. Tens of thousands of our listeners, literally tens of thousands, are taking Relief Factor right now. people like Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, Larry Elder, myself, have put our names to this product, and it does what its founders, Pete and Seth Talbert, had as their objective, liberating people from everyday aches and pains. Why should you not be the next success story? 1995 is all that the three-week Quick Starter Pack costs, and most important of all, this figure is unheard of in the industry, in the sector of supplements. More than 70% of those people who try the three-week Quick Starter Pack become regular customers of Relief Factor. Why? Why would they do that? More than 70%? Because it works, as it did for me. So check it out right now, relieffactor.com. Check out the stories. Order the three-week Quick Starter Pack, just $19.95. You will not regret it. Back to your calls on AOC and everything else we've discussed here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. How confident are you that your bank accounts, IRA, 401k, and your investments are safe? Will you be able to access that money when you need it most? All your assets are just entries on an electronic ledger. If our vulnerable U.S. power grid fails or we suffer a financial collapse, you will not be able to access that money. That's why I strongly suggest you call my friends at Midas Gold Group and diversify your assets by owning physical gold. Midas Gold Group is a second-generation business, veteran-owned and operated, A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. They can show you how to convert your IRA or 401k into physical gold with zero tax consequences. And if you already own gold, Midas will give you a free portfolio evaluation. Call Midas Gold Group today and be ready for whatever tomorrow brings. Call 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you. 480-360-3000. That's 480-360-3000.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, which are perfect for today's busy lifestyles. You're probably in your car right now, wondering what you'll have for dinner tonight. Imagine that when you get home, your Solaire infrared grill will be at 1,000 degrees in 3 minutes. That's right, just 3 minutes. The high heat locks in the juices and flavor and grills faster, so that in a matter of minutes, you could be sitting down to a great-tasting grilled dinner any and every night of the week. Your smoker or low-slow barbecue is great for the weekend, but the hot, fast speed and convenience of Solaire infrared grills make them your everyday go-to grill. And they aren't just for searing steaks. Solaire infrared grills also enhance fish, chicken, pork, shrimp, veggies, and fruit. Virtually everything your family enjoys. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. That's besthotgrill.com. Solaire infrared at besthotgrill.com.
Would you join a club that takes your money, takes your dues, and then spends them on things that you morally find objectionable? Of course you wouldn't. That's why you shouldn't, if you're a conservative, be a member of the AARP, because they're not on your side. They don't share your conservative patriotic values. They've been silent on the key policy platforms of the Democrat Party, or they've actually acquiesced to them, such as the idea of nationalizing Medicare. If you want to be part of a group that fights for you and for American values, join AMAC. The benefits are legion, but also your membership will be spent on things you believe in. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That's GorkaForAMAC.com. If you're a conservative, if you're over the age of 50, do it now. Call them, 855-624-4824. That's 855-624-4824. They've been around for much, much shorter than the AARP have, and they already have 1.7 million members. Be part of the winning team. The stakes are massive. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com, GorkaForAMAC.com, or call 855-624-4824. Portions of America First are brought to you in part by AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. Well, we have the breaking news. Attorney General Barr will be holding a press conference at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time tomorrow to release the redacted Mueller report. I don't know. Do you know who this Ken Fisher chap is? I was watching Cavuto in the break. I do not know who Ken Fisher is of Fisher Investments, but he's a sound, as we say in the UK, he's as sound as a pound and just as round. Pound notes don't exist anymore. There's these silly little gold coins, pound coins. And he is as sound as a pound and maybe just as round. He said, Cavuto's hammering, saying, "This, what's going to be the effect on the market? This Mueller report could be bad for the president." And Fisher's going, it's an irrelevance. The markets have already decided. The idea that there's something in the report that the markets don't know about is asinine. There is nothing there. And we're going to keep on trucking. Ken Fisher, sound individual. We should get him on the show. Let's get Ken Fisher. We're going to reach out because he's a man who's actually looking at things from 50,000 feet. It's reality. You ignore the fluff and you look at the real things. There is, as the president told me, your radio show host, when I was his strategist in the Oval Office, it was just the two of us. May or June of 2017, I was in there for a completely different reason. I think it was the Iran deal. And out of nowhere, he looks at me and says, "Sebastian, they will find nothing because there is nothing." Shame it cost you, the taxpayer, $30 million in 2 years to find that out, even after 13 rank Democrats, funders, donors to the Democrat Party working for Robert Mueller, who was completely conflicted because he'd failed his job interview in front of the man he was investigating the day before he was made special counsel. Even then, they couldn't find anything. Zip, squanzoli, nada. That tells you how much of a massive nothing burger this is. But let's go back to our favorite barmaid, Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, line one. Rick, San Diego, welcome to America First.
Oh, hi, Dr. Gorka. Thanks for having me. You know, you just said something about viewing things from 50,000 feet.
Yes.
And I think if we were looking at Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of the progressive young Democrats from 50,000 feet, we shouldn't be surprised that they're espousing such obviously Marxist dogma, because that's what they were taught.
Yes.
Our colleges are pumping out students and have been for two generations, maybe three, and they're well-versed in this progressive, you know, they call themselves progressive, but it's communism, and you know, they're good students. And so when they come out of college and you listen to them, they all say the same thing. They're espousing this dogma over and over again, and I think it's it has to be because we have this huge nation of colleges. It's a well-orchestrated nationwide movement. This isn't something that's just unique to a few. This is moving the dial dramatically left and has been since really about the time Bill Clinton went into office. What do you think about that?
Yeah, look, I agree that they're not good students because if you go to I was in college, I had a fellowship at Harvard in the 90s, they don't really teach you don't learn stuff. You regurgitate the politically correct expectations of the professor. It's indoctrination. It's not learning. But you're right. I'll give you the good news, though, and this is from my friend Fleckus, Austin Fletcher, who's at Fleckus Talks on YouTube, who looks like a millennial, goes into these crowds of protesters with a microphone, with a camera. And the stunning thing is these people who scream, you know, he's a fascist, he's Hitler, and, you know, Orange Man bad. These kids, it's stunning. He asked these protesters who were screaming these inanities, who did you vote for? Did you vote for Bernie? Did you vote for Hillary? Did you, you know what the answer is almost uniquely always, Rick?
They didn't vote.
They didn't vote.
They didn't vote.
They don't vote.
Yeah.
They don't go and vote.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they're playing video games or I don't know what they're doing. But if you're indoctrinated, it's bad. And we have to take back the schools and we have to kill this tenure track system that locks these they're fascists, really. I mean, they call themselves Marxists, but the way they treat the First Amendment, these people really are fascists. We have to take back the schools. But at the end of the day, if the kids aren't voting, then it's not that much of a threat to the Republic. At least that's my analysis. What do you think, Rick?
Well, I think that's actually accurate, but that's the kids. What I'm concerned with are the ones who are, a generation or two removed, who are still thinking this way,
right,
and have moved up the ladder in our politics,
yeah,
and our social media and all these different ways. They're, this is the guys that are staffing MSNBC and CNN.
Yeah, but who's watching them? Again, look at the viewing figures. It's a drop in the bucket. 600,000 viewers out of 320 million. Great call, Rick. More of your calls, my analysis next here on America First, the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast. Also live streaming at sebgorka.com, keeping you up with the latest news, my hot takes, your calls, and the best guests. Don't touch that dial.
This is definitely not CNN.
Are you fed up with paying maintenance fees on a timeshare you never use? If that's the case, I'm sure getting out of your timeshare is at the top of your to-do list, especially when that maintenance bill just came due. During this time, it's a constant reminder you have got to get out. I know how hard it can be to find a company you can trust. I want to tell you about my friends at Lone Star Transfer. They have helped over 8,000 timeshare owners get out of their timeshares legally and ethically. They have a 99% success rate and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Brian and Karen are passionate and committed to helping you get out of your timeshare as quickly and effortlessly as possible. Call my friends today for a no-obligation consultation and let them get you out of your timeshare the right way. Call toll-free 844-310-2646. That number once again, 844-310-2646, or visit them online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-660-7070. 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 3366 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 3366. Enjoy!
Douglas Nichols is the mayor of Yuma, Arizona, which happens to be a city that is on the U.S.-Mexican border. What did Mayor Nichols do last night? Well, I guess he disagrees with everybody else in the mainstream media. He declared a state of emergency in Yuma. Why? Because they simply cannot handle the crush of illegal immigrants that the government is being forced to release onto Yuma streets. I'm reading from a piece in the Washington Times by Stephen Deenan. Here's a direct quote from the mayor. Mobs of people are roaming the streets, looking to satisfy basic human needs. They're clashing with citizens who are looking to protect their own property. Quote continues, there is an imminent threat on having too many migrant releases in our community. It's above our capacity as a community to sustain. The president was right. This is an emergency, and when the Democrats want more of these people released, they are endangering you, our listeners. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to, oh, Arizona. Jeff, line three, welcome to America First.
Hi, Dr. G, first-time caller.
Welcome.
My take on her
yes.
is that right now AOC is more dangerous than her voters, but if she gets reelected, then it's going to be them because that'll illustrate the mentality of where Americans are going.
But is it where Americans are going or where 17,000 people in New York are going?
I think it's more what the media is feeding people.
Okay, but again, let's not paint the devil on the wall. Let's not be Chicken Littles. 17,000 people in a primary and a mainstream media where 600,000 people watch CNN in an evening. Right?
But it's all the media except for Fox News and OAN.
Yeah, but how many people out of the 320 million actually watch all the left-wing media combined? I mean, Tucker Carlson, one show, Jeff, beats all of them.
Well, I'm not here to defend the media, but they have their circle jerk in the colleges where they browbeat any kids that speak up. My child is 14 years old. And they have debates in class where the teacher is on the side of the left and will shut down any of these kids that dare to speak up against it.
Yep, Jeff, you're absolutely right, and thank you for calling. That's why it's so important for us to support organizations like Turning Point USA, which is pushing back on that insanity, that political correctness that is indoctrinating the next generation. I'm Sebastian Gorka. The second hour flew by. Catch me tonight, 7 p.m., with Eric Bolling on the Sinclair TV networks across America for his new show, America This Week. We will be back momentarily with America First here on the Salem Radio Network from the Refactor.com studios. Don't touch that dial.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor. Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper in credit card debt? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management will consolidate your accounts and work with your creditors. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.